Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Randy Batson. I am a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. We talk a lot around these parts about the importance of eating vegetables, especially root vegetables, for the range of health benefits they provide. We also have available to us a wealth of information about how these vegetables should be prepared, not only to maximize their nutritional value, but to reduce the likelihood of them causing us harm. Unfortunately, this type of information was not readily available to many locals in the 1800s, as we learn from a story reported on this day, May 20th, 1857. On that day, the newspaper The Barbadian reported on a recent inquest into the death of a 30-year-old woman named Mimbo Jane Shepherd. She had lived on Bennett's Plantation, St. Thomas. It seems that one day, not too long before, Mimbo had gone into her garden and pulled up some cassava and cooked it over a fire. She offered some to her daughter, who, finding the taste too bitter, declined to eat more than a small amount. She offered some to a little girl, but that girl's mother deterred her from taking it. So Mimbo ate the bulk of the harvested vegetable. Around 8 p.m. that night, Mimbo became very ill. She became nauseated, she vomited, and suffered a major headache. By 10 p.m., she was dead. Cassava contains certain types of chemicals that, if the vegetable is not properly prepared for eating, through soaking and boiling, among other things, could cause cyanide poisoning of the human body. Indeed, that was the finding of the inquest, that Mimbo had died of cyanide poisoning as a result of eating improperly prepared cassava. It was fortuitous that the children had not really eaten the vegetable, because that type of poison is especially lethal to them because of their smaller body size. Cassava was one of the staples of the diet of the lower classes in and around the plantations during that period. However, we have no way of knowing just how many similar incidences would have occurred then due to the lack of education about appropriate cooking techniques.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.